first case, please? I'm sorry? Oh, okay, turn your phone. All right. You're not like me, I left mine on.
First application is case number 11561. The application is Stacy Lynn Burton and Jacob Adams Fowler. Site is located southwest of Route 241 Burton Road, approximately 1.38 miles northwest of Route 319 Sand Hill Road. A 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 235, map 19, parcel 25.16, and requesting a variance, a reduction in the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they are requesting a 19.7-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for the deck and addition. Gentlemen, the deck and addition are actually on the rear of the house. The house has been there for many, many years and is actually sitting within the setback requirements. So their proposal is to add on to the rear of the property. We received no letters of support, no letters of objection, and we did not receive any mail returns on this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynn. No, they go down here now, ma'am.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Do you need to wait some?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Stacy Lynn Burton.
You know where they're at, or Ash Lawrence?
Lawrence, can you put those lights on up there?
Jacob Fowler, 29964 West Mill Run, Milton.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jane Patchell from Murray Phillips, PA. I'm representing the applicants Stacy Burton and Jacob Fowler to request a 19.7-foot variance from the required front yard setback. The existing 36-by-16-foot two-story dwelling is located entirely within the required front setback. The structure is very run down and in need of repair. My clients would like to remodel the existing house and construct a two-story 16-foot-by-16-foot rear addition and a 20-foot-by-16-foot rear deck off the first floor. Based upon the location of the house, portions of the addition and portions of the deck will also be located within the front setback. These are the reasons we are here tonight to request a variance from the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. My client's property was subdivided from a larger property identified as district map and parcel number 2-35-19.00-25.00 by a plot recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in Plot Book 208, page 50, on January 12, 2015. According to the Sussex County assessment cards, the existing dwelling was constructed sometime around 1898. On the card, it says that the dwelling was 76 plus or minus years old, and the card was prepared in 1974. We believe the house is actually a little bit older than that, but we don't have proof of that. Irrespective, the house was built well before Sussex County zoning ordinance was enacted. The configuration of the house has not changed from the drawing depicted on the assessment card. My clients acquired the property on January 16, 2015, and I've attached copies of the recorded plot and the deed to the variance application that was provided to you. I've also attached an enlargement of the plot showing the placement of the structure in the front setback, the location of the proposed two-story addition and the deck addition, and the plans for those proposed additions. As you can see from a review of the plot, the house cannot be moved further back on the lot without interfering with the location of the well and a concrete pump house on the site. There is also a septic leach field situated to the rear of the pump house and to the northwest of a shed, which makes relocation of the house to the rear of the lot impossible. This property is unique. The house was constructed in its present location well before the zoning ordinance was enacted, requiring a 40-foot setback. The well and septic servicing the house were placed on the lot in relation to where the house was placed. Because the house is located entirely within the front setback and cannot be moved outside that setback because of the improvements that were built to support the house, There is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning ordinance. Any addition to the dwelling to make it more usable for a family and to enable today's lifestyles to be better situated in the house would be located at least partially within the setback as well. Therefore, a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. This exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by my client, but has existed since the zoning ordinance was passed, making this property non-compliant. Because the house has existed in its present location for well over 100 years, and my clients are proposing to continue its use as a single-family residence, the variance my client is requesting will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. My client's plans to remodel and enlarge the dilapidated structure in need of repair can only enhance the neighborhood. The requested variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property because the house will remain where it has always been and the proposed two-story and deck additions will be located within the side yard setbacks. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. My clients are merely asking for permission to remodel and upgrade an old house in its present location. The requested variance of 19.7 feet is the minimum that will afford my clients relief and represents the least modification possible of the requirements of Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Thank you for your time and thoughtful consideration of my client's request for a 19.7-foot variance from the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance's front setback requirements.
We'll see if we have any questions for you, ma'am, right now from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No, it was very nicely done. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ritter?
I have one for Mr. Lang. If that deck was put in the 20-foot setback in the front yard, that's the reason you're calling it the rear yard, because of the fact that it's non-conforming, right?
They're applying for it. The whole house is encroaching the setback.
Right.
What
okay.
They had on is it would still be partially an encroachment.
So they wouldn't be able, if they were going to the front, they wouldn't put in that 20 feet, they wouldn't be able to do it, right?
They would still need a variance to even a good
right. Right, right. Okay. Yeah, that answers that question. Yeah, that's the why I have a question.
Thank you.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. Mr. Morton?
Yeah, the well. Are they moving the well?
No, they are leaving the well in the present location.
Are the house sitting on top of the well?
I beg your pardon?
Is the house sitting on top of that well or right close to it?
By
the picture, it looked like it's right on it.
No, it's not right on it. If you look at your diagram
yes.
from the plot, you'll see the end of the house and the end of the well. So okay. It'll be close to it with the addition. Is that what you mean, the addition, not the existing house?
I see the pump house, but like a circle. Is that the well?
That is the well.
And the house goes right by the well?
It'll be up close to it, but it will not be encroaching upon it.
Okay. Good enough. Okay, thank you.
And I have no further questions.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm sorry.
Ms. Padgett, we'll go
yes,
ahead.
Ma'am.
I'd like to have my applicants come forward and just reaffirm everything that
sure.
I just said to you.
Yes, please.
Stacy, are you the owner of the property that is applying for the variance?
I am.
Do you affirm that everything that I just stated to the board is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. No questions.
Okay. I have one more. Are all these
sure.
sheds non-conforming that you have on here? What do you got, five, six of them?
They're all located within the setback requirements.
Okay.
So they are all conforming.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Any further questions? Thank you. All right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
John Burton.
Sir, you want to come up front here? Has he been sworn in?
No.
Do you want to come up and be sworn in, Mr. Burton? Down there with Mr. Sharp, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Burton, 22481 Burton Avenue.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, sir, if you'll take the podium. Appreciate it.
Yes, I just in favor of it for us. Been in the family for, four generations now.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has covered the standards very well regarding granting of the variance. It's obviously unique because it's been there for so long, and time has probably pushed those lines back. There was probably a time when it was in the setback. And to further develop it and add on to the home, it would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't put the house there, and they just want to repair and add on to it. The applicant testified it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. It's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,561.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,561. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,561 is approved.